3.5 years ago, Annie Hope had her first heart attack. She was 39 years old. The Madison woman recently had another one. Neither was considered major, but the experience was unnerving to the mother of five. Now life is as normal as it can be after a life-threatening experience. On this particular day, she's feeding her infant daughter while her 2-year-old son plays on the floor.
Out the back? Are you talking about the wheels on your train? He'll probably tell you about going on an airplane. He wants to tell you he took a plane yesterday.
As a family physician, Hope knows more than most about physical ailments, but she didn't recognize it was heart trouble that was making her feel discomfort one day at work.
I just got really nauseated, and so I decided to lie down for a moment. Then I realized my heart rate was 30, and I thought, well, no, there's something terribly wrong with me today. And so it was, you know, a matter of a sort of 5-10 minutes kind of figuring out that it was something unexpected.
Hope initially blamed her discomfort on a breakfast bagel, but when she experienced what she called pretty severe chest pain, she sought medical attention. Dr. James Stein is the director of preventive cardiology at UW Hospital and treated Hope. He says women having heart attacks may not always realize it.
Well, we've all heard of the typical symptoms of feeling like an elephant is standing on your chest, pressure, heaviness, or tightness in the chest accompanied by shortness of breath. And although those are considered typical symptoms, they're typical symptoms for men.
Some women, instead, may find they're extremely tired, have trouble breathing, or experience pain in the neck and shoulders. Stein says the inability to always recognize symptoms makes prevention all the more important.
For 1/3 of people, their first symptom of heart disease is dropping dead suddenly. So if you survive to the hospital, you're more likely to be alive today than you were 10, 20, or 30 years ago.
Stein says diet, exercise, and drugs can be used to bring down blood pressure or lower cholesterol. In Hope's case, not enough good cholesterol may have contributed to her heart attacks.
The other interesting aspect of her medical history, and one that's still being explored scientifically, is the fact that she had a history of migraine headaches. Recent research shows that people, especially women with migraine headaches, are at increased risk of having heart attacks.
Stein says people suffering from migraines may have blood vessels that react the wrong way. For instance, they constrict when they're supposed to dilate. Plus, medication for migraines sometimes affects vessels leading to the heart in addition to targeting those in the head. Still, Hope was not considered a likely candidate for a heart attack. She's relatively young, watches what she eats, and jogs. She recovered well enough to have another child. However, 4 months after giving birth, she had her second heart attack, and now worries about a third.
It's frightening. You know, I have a family to raise, 5 children that I'd like to make sure I see through college. And financially, they depend on me, and emotionally. I mean, I have a couple kids who wouldn't remember me if I died today.
As a doctor and woman who's had 2 heart attacks, Hope says people should listen to their bodies. The American Heart Association now recommends screening women for heart disease at age 20 and recommends low-dose aspirin once they hit 65. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.